Whether you're rich as a cow
or as poor as a mouse,
everybody loves bacon.
Part of my English. It's true, everybody loves bacon. You can't go wrong with bacon, eggs, tomatoes, the sandwich, the sausage, the breakfast. Oh my goodness, we are getting hungry. Everybody loves the bacon, but also everybody loves the person who brings home the bacon. Isn't that right?
Yes.
The theme for today is money, money, money in my tummy. Doesn't it feel so good? I feel like that should be lyrics. Misheard lyrics, probably. Those aren't accurate at all.
Now, something you guys should know is that a lot of times we start off this Pardon My English and such segments with a little like, jibba-dibba-doo, jibba-dibba-doo, as Pardon My English.
Right.
You guys should know, being that this is the last Pardon My English.
Oh my goodness, you're right.
That, you know, a lot of the brains, the majority of the brains, the creativity behind not just the content, of course, of our writer.
Right.
But that opening little segment has been Panita. She's always on it. She's always out at coming up with those clever little intros, and today was quite clever.
Hey, you had your few as well.
My few,
your
that's
handful.
Right. Let's make that clear, my few, but the majority go to Panita.
Give some credit where it's due.
All right. Give some credit. Maybe you deserve a little recognition, and you are a dime a dozen.
A dime a dozen. Very common and of no particular value. I guess I'm replaceable.
You know, a dime a dozen, I thought, yeah, that's very common. I was thinking that was one in a million.
Pardon your English.
Pardon my English, yes. Pardon.
So, for example, we can say experts in this field are a dime a dozen.
Or hugs were a dime a dozen at our family reunion since everyone was so happy to see one another.
You know, there are those people who will go to you and be like, you want this job? So does everybody else. There's a famous little scene in Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, if you feel pity you, pity me, quit. There are thousands of girls lined up to do this job. And I guess it could be seen as motivation, but other people are kind of like, yeah, you're replaceable, so bye. My goodness. Hopefully that could serve as some sort of motivation, as we said again. But the theme is money. Hence, a dime a dozen. Now, a dime in the U.S. currency just means 10 cents, right? It was produced back in 1796 for circulation and is one-tenth of a dollar. So fast forward, in the 1800s, a lot of things such as eggs or apples were advertised to cost a dime a dozen in the United States. So cheap. My goodness.
Uh-huh.
So newspapers from that time were advertising how things like oranges or peaches were cheap at the price using the expression a dime a dozen. And later on, this phrase evolved into an idiom that means something nearly worthless because they're just everywhere. Goods at that time were worth a dime for a dozen, easily available and too common.
Wow, the more now knowing more of the history behind this, actually, I feel like the phrase is a little bit more condescending in its meaning.
If you say that
to somebody, or like, ah, they're a dime a dozen, we can find someone else, like, it's as if they're just packaged up with 12 other people and they only cost a dime. I'm thinking of it quite literally, and I'm imagining people in a
sheet. Masks are great examples for a dime a dozen in Korea. I mean, it's
not
worthless. I know, but I'm just saying there's so many out there.
That's
sheet
true.
Masks. And that's I love true. Them. Yeah, and they are quite cheap.
You have to be picky with those too, because they're not all made equal.
Very true.
Right. Cash cow is the next one that we want to talk about. The cash cow. It's a product or service that makes a lot of money over a long period of time for the company that sells it. Often money that is used to support the company's other activities. So an example of this would be the studios discovered that movie rentals were an even bigger cash cow than movie tickets. Yes, because it's the same product that just gets used by all the other people.
That's true. Or a player like her is potential cash cow to the team. Yes. I want to be a cash cow.
She's the LeBron James of...
Her team.
Must be a more clever way to end that. The explanation behind this is that this phrase was coined by a consulting group in Boston to describe business units experiencing high market share and operating in a mature industry with a slow growth rate.
Okay.
So, in that metaphor, a dairy cow It's used on farms to produce milk and gives a steady stream of income with little maintenance to the farmers.
Yeah, that's why they just work them to the bone. Have you ever seen that documentary in Korea? I forget what it's called. It's like My Friend the Cow or something like that. Probably not. But it's a documentary about...
Okja?
No. What? It's a documentary of this farmer in the Shigort, in the countryside, mm-hmm. who buys his cow from a very young calf, and then it just grows and grows with this farmer. And then at the end, he does have to, you know, put it down. And then it's just sad scene. It was like, oh, Koseng has a cow.
It's a movie or it's a documentary?
It's a documentary.
Like a movie.
It's a documentary.
So they started filming when it was a calf?
I don't know. Don't remember.
How did they get footage of it when it was a... They would have had known they were going to make a documentary.
Maybe it's just very inaccurate memory. But they he raised it for a very long time. Wonang Sori. That's right. Thank you very much. PDD. Oh, I mean, from that movie itself, you can see how much these cows are worth to these people. I mean, they do everything. And then when they die, I mean, if it's a healthy death, you could eat them too. Beef, steaks.
Mm. On a... In a similar vein as cash cow, I mean, cows are quite amazing. You're talking about money that grows and reproduces.
Mm.
Never seen your dollar bills do that.
It's true.
I mean, they make new versions of themselves that will make more money for you. Isn't it? It's such a clever thing.
Quite as opposite as the mouse.
Yes.
As poor as a church mouse, meaning just extremely poor, you got no money at all. For example, we can say when we first got married, we were as poor as a church mice, or we were poor as church mice.
You could also say her family continued to be poor as church mice after her parents' business failed.
Oh my goodness! The explanation for this is where it comes from. The originally saying to be as hungry as church mice or the church mouse. Now, this is because churches in the 1600s didn't really have any kitchens or pantries to store food. So mice were wound up in churches a lot if they would find nothing to eat there. So as time progressed, the phrase changed its form to hungry, to poor, to mean just poverty stricken or just very poor. Look at that.
Very sad. Hopefully there can be some turnaround for people like that. Maybe they can start bringing home the bacon. Our last phrase for the day. Bring home the bacon means to be the one supplying material provision or support to earn a living, achieve success.
The breadwinner.
I can't sit around all day. Someone's got to bring home the bacon.
After so many losing seasons, we definitely need a new quarterback. Someone who can really bring home the bacon.
So the explanation for this is that one popular story holds that the phrase originated in the 1100s in the small town of Green Dunmow. In England. According to local legend, the church in Great Dunmow was, it would award a side of bacon to any man who could honestly say that he had not argued with his wife for a year and a day. Any such man would bring home the bacon and be considered a role model.
Yes.
He didn't have to work. He just had to be a good husband. He got paid for it. One more theory, though, is that the phrase got started in the 1500s at county fairs. And one of the most popular contests at these fairs involved catching a greased pig. I remember this book, Laurel Ingalls Wilder, Farmer Boy.
Mm.
For those who grew up in the Midwest of the United States, they probably know this, but yes, there is the greased pig event at the county fairs. The prize for catching that pig was that you got to keep it. So if you won, you got to bring home the bacon. Now, you were talking about Wonang Sori,
mm-hmm.
which means cow...
The sound of the cowbell.
Yeah, the cowbell sound ding, ding, around his neck. But also... speaking of movies that go along with what we're talking about, have you seen Charlotte's Web?
Oh, yes. That's how I... Wait.
It's the same situation.
There was a word that I...
Prize-winning pig.
Radiant. That's what I learned from that book.
Right? Yeah, she puts radiant in the
she
web.
Spelled it out with her web, yeah. Amazing. Well, that was the last... Pardon my English.
Oh my gosh.
Hope you enjoyed learning English expressions and its origins. Again, we do have a brand new season coming up next week. And in the meantime, we'll leave you guys with Man Imani Williams, featuring Seagal and Blondie.
Here's Don't Need No Money.